Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about seven things to tell your younger self. This is episode number 53. So we're getting up there, 53. Seven things to tell your younger self. So obviously seven things that you wish you could tell your younger self. So you probably don't have a time machine. You're not going to be able to go back and tell your younger self. So it's just to stimulate your thoughts of what you think are things that you would like to tell your younger self. And if you haven't actually managed these things, or if you think that these things could improve your life, these points that we'll talk about, there's no time like the present. You may as well start now. You don't actually have to go back in time to tell your younger self. More than likely, if you've young family members, nieces, nephews, obviously children, or just if you're a mentor, if you're a teacher in any capacity to younger people, then by all means use some of these points or have a think about your own. It's not just about my points and what I think. It's obviously the whole purpose of this podcast is to stimulate you and to think about what your points will be if you were to go back and talk to your younger self. It's easy to kind of relate to our younger selves a little bit more and what the things that we wish that someone had said to us at the time to help us along our journey. I'm not going to remember the seven off by hand. I know it's only seven, I should be able to, but I've written the blog first before I even recorded the podcast, so I might be referring to my notes a little bit just in case you hear the rustling of the papers. Right, number one, and I did keep it as basic as possible, so hopefully the majority of people might find it useful. So, let's get into it. Right, first one, save money and don't waste money. So, anytime I think about my past, I think about the amount of money I have wasted. I'm not even the worst out there, but I do think about things that I didn't actually need, that I've wasted money on, or I justify them to myself, or used ego, or whatever in the process. But all of us have stuff that we've completely wasted money on, and if we had that money now in our pockets, just imagine what we could do with it, more productive things with it. So if you don't believe me that you've wasted so much money in the past on things that you don't actually need and don't actually use, have a look in your attic or in your spare room or under your bed or in your wardrobe or in your shed. Have a look. I guarantee you there's clutter. There's things that you've spent money on that you haven't actually needed. So stop wasting money. Stop buying crap. Stop letting your ego help you purchase stuff. Stop purchasing things that you don't need and that aren't necessary. That's number one. And number two, savings. It's I don't know the statistics, but it's frightening when you hear that the majority of Americans don't even have, you know, 5,000 euro or don't even have any kind of savings or an emergency fund. Emergencies are going to happen in life whether you're ready or not. So you may as well save up money now. And I think a lot of people think that we're all going to be rich in the future, so we're not going to need small money. Live in the moment now, because in the future we're going to have a lot of money. We're going to be living like kings and queens and millionaires. So saving up, you know, 500 euro now for a rainy day fund or 1,000 euro is not going to matter to me in the future. But you'd be shocked. Small money, you'll always find a use of small money, even if you've won the lotto, even if you've gotten a big inheritance. I guarantee you, you'll be happy for an extra 500 euro into your pocket. So you may as well start now. The time is going to pass, whether you're saving or not. You may as well start saving, even if it's only small, and make it an automatic process so you don't have to think about it too much. Right, that was point number one. That was save money and don't waste money. Number two is read more. So you probably don't read enough, and reading, even if you are a reader, you probably still don't read enough. So reading is your only kind of education, really an informal education. Once you leave formal education, reading is your informal education, and you can actually study the various subjects that interest you. You know when you're on a course and you have to do things, you have to study parts of the course that doesn't interest you to get to the bits that you do want to interest, that does interest you. So with your own reading, you're prescribing yourself your own academic material, so you can absolutely study everything that you personally like regarding the subject matter that you want to immerse yourself in. So I am talking about non-fiction, and I will include audiobooks as well as podcasts. Stuff that, obviously, coincidentally, this is a podcast, but things that are going to educate your mind, things that are going to further your study. Always read more, always continue with your learning. And that is one of the few things in your life that you can actually have control over. So definitely read more. Which brings us on to the next one, is write more. Definitely write more. Hang on, I wrote a list of things that you can actually write, because I won't remember this off by heart. Right. Things that you definitely could write. Lists, plans, thoughts, stories, poems, letters, emails, articles, diaries, movie scripts, books, and blogs. And that the process of writing is very educational and also very therapeutic. There is a great sense of accomplishment. I mean, you write stuff, you feel great. It's absolutely super trip down nostalgia to be able to reread stuff that you've written. I've read stuff that I wrote years ago, and I can't remember writing it. And when I read it, I go, how did I even write that? And some of it I'm shocked and appalled by, and some of it I'm actually very impressed with and thought, oh my God, did I actually write that? Wow, I am a genius. So it's really, really interesting from a nostalgic point of view, looking back and seeing where you were at in any particular period of time. For larger projects, you're leaving a legacy. You're actually producing something. You're not just a consumer of material. You're actually producing material. So all of us should be writing more, whether it's writing for the general public or something that you want to put on sale, or just writing for yourself or your own family. Writing is something that is definitely a worthwhile pursuit. Right, next one, exercise more. So you won't be shocked to hear the exercise more bit coming from me. The bit that you might, and my slant on it, the bit that you might find interesting is that I'm promoting exercise in the form of a sport. Whether you're competing or not is irrelevant, but a sport or an activity or a pastime that you love, that being your favorite exercise type. I've worked as a personal trainer, I've worked as a gym instructor, but I think that the problem with gym training as a long-term pursuit is that it's so heavily attached to appearance. It's a lot of people go to the gym basically to try to look better. And while that's good and all that, it's attached to the ego, and it's not something that lasts long term. It's very hard to train and just be worried about aesthetics when later on in life it's not really that big a concern for you. And doing exercises just for exercise's sake, it's better to go at it more with a competitor's frame of mind or a fighter's frame of mind, are an athlete's mindset, are a performer or dancer's mindset, where you're actually, you know, you can use your gym to supplement your training. I'm not saying, by all means, I'm not saying don't enjoy your gym training or don't go to the gym. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying for long term, it's probably better off that you're getting your fitness from an activity that you really like and that doesn't feel like exercising. So when you do also go to the gym, you're supplementing that type of training. So you're getting everything you need out of the activity that you like. That will keep you going for a hell of a lot longer and keep you motivated when just your appearance isn't enough to fuel your training. Know what I mean? Right, so that's the one on exercises. Meditate. Okay, right, meditate. Hear me out, because I know there's a lot of misconceptions about meditation. I know even the word meditation sounds, I don't know, you immediately conjure up monks on top of a hill saying om for long extended periods of time or for years without talking to others. I don't know what kind of images in your mind or what kind of clothes you think you have to wear to be a meditator. It's not like that at all. There's as many different ways of meditating as there are people that meditate. It doesn't have to be something weird or funky, or it doesn't even have to be something spiritual. But I wrote here again, if there is a way to increase your mental health, your confidence, your feeling of being in control, your problem solving, your emotional balance, your focus, your happiness, your relationships, and your connectedness with yourself and the universe, it's meditation. Doesn't that sound deadly? Who doesn't want that? So, and each person can find their own way to do it. That basically, essentially, all it is taking a few minutes and closing your eyes, breathing, clearing and relaxing your mind, and then directing your thoughts down whichever path you choose while in an unemotional state. And that a daily 10-minute routine is perfect, and you'll feel better after each session. The sooner you start to learn how to meditate, or you can call it whatever you want, or to take self-time, or to take 10 minutes out, or whatever way you want to phrase it to make it easier for you to do, the sooner that you do it, the sooner you master yourself, or you have that little bit of relaxation within your own mind to focus your thoughts, the better. Because it does take a little bit of practice. It's exactly the same as exercising the body. All you're doing is exercising the mind. So the sooner you start, the better. Number six, the second last one. We're getting through it. Study nutrition. And I wrote study because I do think it's a lifelong study. I think it's such a vast subject. It's an emotionally charged subject, food and the food that you eat. But I think it's also a changing subject. So it changes all the time. There's different foods in the market all the time. There's different research. But basically study it, and study it your whole life, because your body is going to change. And understanding your body and the fuel and the food that fuels you best is an individual and lifelong journey. So the problem is that it's every decision at every meal when you're hungry adds up over the years, for better or for worse. So the sooner you start a healthy relationship with food, the sooner you will ensure your healthiest future self. So that was number six, study nutrition. Number seven, set goals. You won't be surprised at this one, for me anyway, because I've done a couple of podcasts on goals. But don't ever be afraid to think big and to set out exactly what you really want to have or do. Clearly defined goals will help you to attract the knowledge and people into your life that you need in order to achieve them. So at worst, you don't achieve your goal, but you're a hell of a lot further along that path than if you hadn't bothered setting out those goals in the first place. So proper goals, I've left this as point number seven. Proper goals will actually tie in all those other points that we said. They motivate you to do all the other points that we've already talked about. So that's why I left goals as number seven. Let's do a quick recap, because sometimes I forget to do recaps at the end of the podcast. Right. So number one, things to tell your younger self, or things that you wish you could tell your younger self, was save money and don't waste money. Plain and simple. Number two was read more. Read more than you are, and certainly nonfiction. Read more. Educate yourself further. Because I wrote here, those who learn more earn more. I know that might be cheesy or corny, but knowledge is success, and more knowledge is more success. You know what I mean. Write more. So definitely get into writing. I mean, it just makes your brain think in a completely different way to the way that you would read. Next, exercise more. And we talked about sports or activity as well as the gym. And not just the gym, not just training for maintenance, or training just for a bit of health, are mainly focusing on appearances. Actually do something that you enjoy doing and that has some kind of a practical nature. You know I'm going to talk about martial arts and self-defense, because you know I'm biased towards it, and the fact that you can get fit while learning something that you could actually use to defend yourself. But it doesn't have to be self-defense. It could be gymnastics. It could be running. It could be dancing. But something that has more of a purpose than just doing a few exercises for the sake of doing your exercises. And while there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with appearance and stuff like that, what I'm worried about is your motivation not lasting a long period of time. Are you getting disheartened? Are you just not being bothered about what way you look on a certain day and not going training? If that's the what it's tied to, your ego and looks and stuff, it needs to be more than that. And certainly encompassing your ego and your looks, but it has to be a little bit more than that for it to be sustainable over a long period of time. Meditate. So hopefully you listen to me on giving that a little bit of a go. 10 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, before, when people talk about if someone pisses you off, count to 10. Well, that's meditation. If you've ever counted to 10, and tried not to snap. Anyone with kids will know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you've ever tried, that's meditation. So it's just doing a little bit longer and a little bit more focused than that. So give it a go, and you'll be amazed at the results. You'll be amazed at how you feel after it. And even though all you're doing is thinking, it actually does release some serious endorphins. Anyway, have a think about it. Study nutrition. So that was another important one. Yeah, look, we all fall off the bandwagon every so often. But that's why I had study nutrition. I haven't even brought up alcohol or drink or anything like that, because you know yourselves, you know what I'm going to say about drinking and smoking. But yeah, study nutrition. If you do fall off the bandwagon, get back on it again and study nutrition some more. And then the last one was set your goals. It's always a fun thing to do. Set and review your goals, pen and paper or computer or whatever, commit it to paper, give it a decent timeline, and have a think about how your goals will relate to eating right and focusing, i.e. meditation, and exercising right, and reading more, and writing more, and saving money, and not wasting money. In order to achieve your goals, you're going to have to do all those things. So finally, what things do you wish you could tell your younger self? I would love to hear what your thoughts are. What are the things that you wish you could go back in time and tell your younger self to give yourself an easier path, to help with your own spiritual awakening and to help you to be woke? What are the things you would go back in time and you would tell yourself? I'm sure you've got totally different ones from the ones I've listed. As I said, I listed the main ones to appeal to a wide variety of people, but I'm sure you have other ones, and I would absolutely love to hear what they are. If you want to message me, you can send them to me privately, or you can post them up on any of the channels or any of the links. They're all there. Obviously, reviews, testimonials, etc., etc. And make sure you stay tuned for Friday, because the Friday Blitz will be coming at you. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.